of different lifestyles. Jody was in love with Alexander. He knew it and tried not to acknowledge it. She was totally wrong for him. He had no desire to marry and have a family. On the other hand, if he'd been seriously interested in children and a home life, Jody would have been at the top of his list of potential mates. She had wonderful qualities. He wasn't about to tell her so. She'd been hung up on him in the past to a disturbing degree. He'd managed to keep her at arm's length, and he had no plans to lessen the space between them. He was married to his job. Jody, on the other hand, was an employee at a local oil corporation, which was being used in an international drug smuggling operation. Alexander was almost certain of it, but he couldn't prove it. He was going to have to find some way to investigate one of Jody's acquaintances without letting anyone realize they were being watched. In the meantime, there was a party planned at the Cobb Ranch in Jacobsville, Texas, on Saturday. He dreaded it already. He hated parties. Margie had already invited Jody, probably because their housekeeper, Jessie, refused to work that weekend. Jody cooked with a masterful hand, and she could make canapes. Kiri had been invited, too, because Margie was a budding dress designer who needed a friend in the business. Kiri was senior buyer for the department store where she worked. She was pretty and capable, but Alexander found her good company and not much more. Their relationship had always been lukewarm, and even now it was slowly fizzling out. She was demanding. He had enough demands on the job. He put the picture face down on his desk and pulled a file folder closer, opening it to the photograph of a suspected drug smuggler who was working out of Houston. He had his work cut out for him. He wished he could avoid going home for the party, but Margie would never forgive him. If he didn't show up, neither would Kiri, and Alexander would never hear the end of it. He put the weekend to the back of his mind and concentrated on the job at hand. Chapter 1. There was no way out of it. Margie Cobb had invited her to a party on the family ranch in Jacobsville, Texas. Jody Claiborne had gone through her entire repertoire of excuses. Her favorite was that, given the right incentive, Margie's big brother, Alexander Terrell Cobb, would feed her to his cattle. Not even that one had worked. "He hates me, Margie," she groaned over the phone from her apartment in Houston, Texas. "You know he does. He'd be perfectly happy if I stayed away from him for the rest of my natural life, and he never had to see me again." "That's not true," Margie defended. "Lex really likes you. I know he does," she added with forced conviction, using the nickname that only a handful of people on Earth were allowed to use. Jody wasn't one of them. "Right. He just hides his affection for me in bouts of bad temper laced with sarcasm," came the dry reply. "Sure," Margie replied, with failing humor. Jody lay back on her sofa with a Freedom phone at her ear and pushed back her long blonde hair. It was getting too long. She really needed to have it cut, but she liked the feel of it. Her gray eyes smiled as she remembered how much Brody Vance liked long hair. He worked at the Ritter Oil Corporation branch office in Houston with her, and was on the management fast track, as Jody was. She was administrative assistant to Brody, and if Brody had his way, she'd take his job as human resources generalist when he moved up to human resources manager. He liked her. She liked him, too. Of course, he had a knockout girlfriend who was a marketing division manager in Houston, but she was always on the road somewhere. He was lonely, so he had lunch frequently with Jody. She was trying very hard to develop a crush on him. He was beginning to notice her. Alexander had accused her of trying to sleep her way to the executive washroom.
"I was not,"
she exclaimed, remembering his unexpected visit to her office with an executive of the company who was a personal friend. It had played havoc with her nerves.